the Bible talks a lot about us humans being sheep. It's not a, it's not the greatest of images, if you think about it, in the animal kingdom. Sheep are pretty helpless. They're kind of dumb. And perhaps maybe their biggest character flaw, if sheep have characters, is that they follow the flock. They just dumbly go in the direction that the flock goes. Now, our Lord has said, well, I'll lead you. I'm the shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. I'll lead the flock to where it should go, to good places. It's wonderful. Without a good shepherd, we are in big trouble. Okay, we could just as easily walk into the river, soak our wool, and drown. As a shrink, sometimes a sheepish shrink, I see the reality of this comparison. We are sheep. We really are. Think about it a second. Now, I've talked about this on the program before. If my kids go to some kind of group gathering, I can guarantee you that when they come back, their percentage of like is going to skyrocket. So Dad, like, you know, I told him that you shouldn't do that. And like he said, so, you know, it's just like, I couldn't believe it. And then, well, like, I didn't know what he was talking about. So she like told me that just simply being around it, unthinking. You look at the media. The media basically latches on to certain catchphrases, and pretty soon, like sheep, they all use it. Well, you know, at the end of the day, well, the phenomenon there is at the end of the day, or the much more common preface to opinions. Look. Listen. Very common. Everybody says that now. Why? Why? How did this catch on? If we didn't have the sheep element in our personality, it wouldn't catch on. People would go, why would you have to say look before everything you say? Why would you have to say listen before everything you say? And it struck me the other day that one of the most prominent areas where we are sheep is tattoos. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, very few people had tattoos. Very few teenagers or young adults had tattoos. Why? Well, I would imagine most of them thought that going through that process of putting some kind of ink in your skin that has risks, or at the very least looks bad, or 30 years from now is going to be a blotch, they didn't want to do it. Now, I don't know what the stats are on this, but I would suspect in certain places, certain groups, if you don't have a tattoo, you're the rebel. How is this? How did this happen? How is it that so many young adults now want tattoos? I'm telling you, and I mean no offense to those of you young people who got tattoos, but I believe that there is a sheep component to all this. Why do it? Why? Because a lot of other people are doing it. That's the trend. That's the direction we go in. I know, John. I know. Our John, our one of our board operators out there, he's coming showing me his tattoo. In and of themselves, they're not bad. There's no moral component most of the time to a tattoo. Depends on what you say, I guess. I have a tattoo. Yeah, it says born to spank children. I don't, for the 1% of you who take me serious out there. Seriously. What is it? Why? What? You know, 20 years ago, there wasn't anything innate to the human condition that said, hey, we're going to go out and put ink in our bodies. Wasn't anything like that. Look at the clothing of young people. What is the clothing trend now? Torn pants. Torn clothes. The only people who ever, pretty much in human history, wore torn clothes because they had to. It's all they had. They couldn't afford anymore. They were poor. Now it is trendy to wear torn clothes. So, highest percentage of adolescents, young adults. Oh, okay. Clothes are torn. I guess that's what we get. Am I mocking? Not really. I'm commenting. My tone is a mocking tone, but I don't understand this. How is it? Well, I guess maybe I do understand it. The Bible says we're sheep. We just go along with the herd, with the flock. That's what the flock does. That's what the majority does. So we do it. Parents, think about this. The vast majority of kids have cell phones at age 13, 12, 11. You do it? Why? Would you have thought of doing it before? No, maybe there's some sheep component in all this. The majority of adolescents have TVs in their bedrooms. How did this happen? Sheep component. It's what the group does. I can understand kids doing this, even adolescents and teens, because they're kind of immature. But us grown-up types? What is it? Is it we want to belong? We want to identify with some kind of majority? Because that's real dangerous in the area of morality, by the way. You don't want to identify with the majority's morality. But in a sense, we have. That's how standards decline. More and more people accept those standards and the sheep. You got to be careful, too, because there is a component. This is where I'm going to get in trouble. Of unthinking in being sheep. Why would you do this? What is your motive for doing this? And many people can't give you a reason. They can't tell you why. It's just what is done. It's a trend. The group, whatever that is moving in that direction. And there is one more sheep component to this whole thing. We like to hang around with sheep like us. You don't get 75-year-olds saying, you know, all those 19-year-olds are all getting tattoos. I think I'm going to get one. Yeah. Yeah, I served in the Korean War. I never got a tattoo when I was 19. I'm getting one. No. No, no. It's to the degree that those other sheep look like me. Think like me, act like me. I'm more prone to follow. That ain't good. Because sometimes sheep are dumb. You know the psalmist who says, he maketh me lie down beside still waters? Well, a bit of a reason for that. You see, when the water is moving and the sheep go in there, their wool gets soaked real fast. And then, like dumb animals, they risk their lives because they can't navigate it. Still waters are safer. I don't know. I think the only way to fight sheepdom is to think. Why am I actually doing this? What is the reason other than others are doing it? Now, some of you are calling in because other people are calling in. That's good. That's not sheep. You're thinking independently. I feel rather sheepish about this whole monologue.